Vision 2020, his mission, our focus. It's the last Sunday in 2020. Even though the weather's cold, parking lot is comfortably full and attendants greet people as they enter. People arrive early to welcome visitors and laugh with friends while enjoying coffee and smoothies at the Connection Cafe in the church lobby. Parents chase their children down the hall to the new classrooms and children's activity game area. The praise band prepares to lead worship. This Sunday, over 250 will worship at Faith Baptist Church, a healthy increase of 12% from the previous year. Even more will watch and interact on the live stream in the gym and at home. The worship service opens up with enthusiastic, passionate singing with classical hymns and meaningful contemporary songs. Everybody joins in. It's not the style, but the fervor that offers glory to God. Music, testimonies, announcements, and videos have been quality produced to enhance the worship experience. The sermon is a Bible-based, relevant, principled message, and many respond for prayer, with the 25th person getting baptized this Sunday. This is a result of members of the congregation personally sharing the gospel with over 750 people throughout the year, and 75 make first-time decisions for Jesus. In addition, 10,000 people in Lenawee County have been invited to either a Sunday service or one of the four very successful community outreach events. 600 first-time guests have attended a Faith Baptist Church event this year. The growth during Sunday morning worship is spilled into other areas of the church. Sunday school, Sunday evening, small groups throughout the week bring together 150 youth and adults to learn, serve, and do life together. Awana has over 65 every week, and Faith Students has two nights to make room for 50 junior high and high school students. Faith Baptist is a congregation that is reaching into the community through Love Lenawee. Prairie Elementary School, Share the Warmth Homeless Shelter, and many other community partners have been served and loved. We also make meaningful connections with business leaders, firefighters, college students, medical personnel, and military veterans. The missions family has grown to 65 missionaries and projects. Mission giving is $95,000 annually, $8 a person per week, and the church budget is $350,000 annually, $29 per person per week. That's actually what it is per person right now. We know and love our missionaries. Faith Baptist is passionate, fun, exciting, growing, and full of friends who follow and lead others to follow Christ. Faith Baptist is a place where every week just keeps getting better because Jesus deserves better Christianity than we are giving him now. To everyone who welcomes our doors, who enters our doors, we simply say, welcome home. So here's a couple of the thoughts that I have. We want to see our church attendance grow. That way we are reaching more people for Jesus Christ. And so to do that, there's some things that are out of our control, all of us. We don't control the attendance. We don't make people come to church unless they live in our household, and then we can make them come to our church. And some of those are hard to make come to church too, aren't they? And so we can't make people come to church. We can't make people become a Christian. We can't make people get baptized. So some of those things you got to be careful about. You have to be careful about making goals of things that are not really in your control. But there are some things that are in our control. As Christians, as part of Faith Baptist Church, we can invite people to church. And then they can make the decision if they want to come. And we can share the gospel with people. And they can decide if they want to trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We've done our part. Now, I'm not saying that we've done all we could do, but if we invite somebody to church, we've done what we can do to have them hear the gospel. And I promise you that every time I preach from this pulpit on Sunday morning, I will present the gospel and how somebody can trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we want to do that in a private way as well, because some people don't want to even go to church. Can you believe that? Some people don't want to go to our church. I don't know why. I love coming here. But some people won't. So we need to take the gospel to them, which actually that's what Jesus said to do, go into all the world. The thing that we're going to kind of use with our outreach and with our vision is let our light shine. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But now he's gone. So is the light gone? No. He said, you're the light of the world. So we become the light to shine to people. So we want to invite about 3,500 people to church or a church event. That seems like a lot, but we invited over 1,000 in December. We want to invite people. We'll let the rest of it, God takes care of that. If they want to come, that's fine. But here's what I've discovered. If we don't invite somebody, nobody will come. And if everybody in our church invited people last year like you invited people, how many would we have? It is simple. So invite people. So second little thing there, let your light shine. We want to talk. We want to invite. We want to talk. We want to share Jesus. This is crossing the line. Because if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the single most important thing that has ever happened to you has been the salvation of your soul. We want to at least give people an opportunity to share that experience. And so we want to share that. 750 gospel conversations we want to have this next year to talk with people about how they can trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we just want to help you be able to have that kind of a conversation. One of the easiest ways to do it is to say, can I pray with you about that? Everybody's going through a problem. And when they mention the problem, say, you know what, I'm a Christian. Can I pray for you about that situation you're going through? And pray for them, and then follow it up then or later and say, can I pray for your soul? That gets a little bit deeper in the conversation, but they've already allowed you to pray for their sickness that they've been having, or for their relative, you can pray for their soul and begin to share with them how you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, and that has helped you out. So we want to have some gospel conversations. We want 75 people to trust Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, 25 people to be baptized. So we can share the gospel with people. Whether they trust Jesus as their Savior or not, that's not up to us. That's up to them, and that's up to the Holy Spirit as He begins to convict them. But we can at least share the gospel with people. Jesus gave us power through the Holy Spirit to share the gospel so that it's not just us doing it by ourselves. You will not be fulfilled in anything like you are fulfilled and full of joy in the gospel. And there is an eternity that decision will help them cement in their life. So that's kind of where we want to go with this. A lot of things. Build a building, see our increase, see touching some different things. We'll be talking about some of these as we go through just for a little bit on our Sunday morning services. But we want to share the gospel with people, and we want to invite people to come to church or a church event so that they can hear the gospel presented in a kind way.